Thanks for joining us. The Senate Commerce Committee has expanded its probe into social media's impact on children and teens, questioning representatives of TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube. Lawmakers like Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal are building a case for new legislation to protect young people online.
I understand from your testimony that your defense is we're not Facebook. We're different, and we're different from each other. Being different from Facebook is not a defense.
Addressing an executive from TikTok yesterday, Republicans and Democrats, as you know, don't agree on much these days, including climate change, government spending, how to fix health care. But Instagram's potential harm to children has united a liberal Democrat from the Northeast and a conservative Republican from the South. Could that lead to a crackdown of some kind on social media? Insight from Ledge King, Washington correspondent at USA Today. Ledge set this up.
Well, as you know, and most of your listeners know, Congress doesn't get along very well. At least the two parties don't. There's very little they agree on. Every day seems a battle over something. But in this case, the harm, the potential harm, the actual harm that Facebook and its subsidiary Instagram and other social media have on children is something that's united left and right. And it's not uncommon for different members of different parties to team up on certain things, but this is such a high-profile issue, and it was, of course, exploded when the Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen came out, and they were the ones that Blackburn and Blumenthal, a Connecticut Democrat, Marshall Blackburn, a Tennessee Republican, they're the top senators on this committee that had this hearing with the Facebook whistleblower, and they've been pretty adamant and united in their concern about what it does, what the platforms do to young children.
The public comments, I guess, were especially heartbreaking. You referenced one in the story that touched Senator Blumenthal.
Yeah, he, in fact, it was kind of a spontaneous moment. During the hearing, during the whistleblower hearing, he got a text from a constituent, a father of a 15-year-old girl who had been on Instagram, has been on Instagram, and developed eating disorders and anorexia. And he said he was in tears, listening to what Frances Haugen had to say about what Facebook does or what Instagram does and how the algorithms, she says, how they work in terms of sort of amplifying certain types of behavior and promoting it in a way that she says, and many others say, are very harmful to kids. So that was, it was a very kind of human moment in a congressional hearing. And he read this text from this father during the hearing that he got within the hour. Mm. And it was very moving.
Yeah. We're speaking with Ledge King, Washington correspondent at USA Today. His story is called Instagram's Dangers to Children Unite Liberal and Conservative Lawmakers Who Agree on Little Else. You raised the question in your piece, though. Some of these lawmakers have been going after social media companies for a long time. How possibly could anything change now?
Well, that's a good question. And this hearing earlier this month with the whistleblower and other hearings that they're having on this issue is what I've been told is kind of a listening session. They want to find out where it is they can agree. I think perhaps the most fertile and controversial area is what's called Section 230. Section 230is part of a law that basically created or allowed or regulated social media, but protected the platforms from liability if somebody posted something on there that was false, defamatory, wrong, whatever. So you can have somebody on one of these platforms saying something outlandish, But Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those platforms are generally protected because in the cause of free speech, they didn't want to inhibit, they didn't want to get platforms to take down the exchange of free speech. But I think with what's been found or what's been alleged, and certainly as it relates to younger, to teenagers and young kids, I think there is a coming together of the minds on how to maybe limit the Section 230 protections for social media. How far they go, we have yet to see.
Thanks, Ledge King, Washington correspondent at USA Today.